Praise the Lord. I thank God for being here this morning. Thank God for all that he is doing in my life. I thank God for each and every one of you. All that is here in the building and those that are on YouTube on this morning. I praise God for you. My subject this morning is simply love. And I, from the Sunday school this morning, this is what it arrives from. And it's just simple love. We're going to talk about three different types of love on this morning.
Amen.
There is, and the first of all, let's read Deuteronomy 6 and 5. There it is. Okay. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Talking about love. And the three types of love that we're going to talk about this morning, the first one is the erotic love, which is the love of romantic kind of love. Erotic promotes a sexual feeling for husband and wife, you know, the romantic feeling for the ones that are courting or dating. But then also the erotic love can be a troublesome love, because you confuse that with something else. And we don't want to confuse it with something else.
Amen.
Amen. But that's the first love. We want to remember that when we have feelings for one another, we have to, you know, make sure that they are the proper feelings for one another, and not, you know, going out off cot. We're going to go to Colossians 3 and 19. Okay.
Amen.
Colossians 3:19 says, husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter towards them. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Okay, and this is, you know, the love that you have for your spouses is more of an erotic love. It's a love, you know, that you really just feel something inside for your spouses. That, you know, that
passion.
Thank you. That passion that you have for each other. And it says that this is okay. The word said it's okay. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, love your husband. Love your children. It's nothing wrong with that. But don't take it the wrong way and love your girlfriends or your boyfriends or your whatever. Okay, and then we're going to talk about the filial love, which is that brotherly love. Filial is a Greek word for love. The brotherly love. This love is the love that we have for each other. That, you know, the love that we share with each other.
Amen.
That we love each other. There's no feelings of the erotic.
Right.
Just that genuine love that we have, we share with each other.
Phileo.
The dictionary gave me filius.
Amen.
Phileo love. The love that we have for each other. And this love is important too, because if we cannot love each other, how can we say that we love God?
Amen.
Yeah.
We must not learn to love one another.
Amen.
And that's John 13, 34 through 35. Okay. And a new commandment I give to you that you love one another.
Amen.
As I have loved you, that you also love one another. He's commanding us, not asking us, not would you like to. It's a command that we love one another as he has loved us. And how can we share the love of God if we cannot share the love with one another? This is the phileo love, the phileo love, that we, the brotherly love that God has commanded us to do. And the next one is a very important love. Yes. It's the agape.
Yes.
That agape love.
Yes.
Agape is another Greek word for love. The love of God for man and man for God.
Amen.
The agape love is more important. Like we said, if we don't have that phileo love, we cannot say that we have the agape love. Because if we don't love one another, we cannot say that we love God.
Amen.
Cannot say that we love God. John 3:16. Most of us know that already.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
The agape love that God has shared, that he gave us something. And then in 1 John 3:16, he also gives us something. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. God has laid down his life for us in the form of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He laid down his life, and we must also be able to lay down our lives for our brethren. And I'm going to go to my last scripture. In John, 1 John 4 and 7. 4 and 7 reads, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loveth is born of God and knoweth God." And then 8th verse, where he that does not love does not know God, for love is of God.
Amen.
Amen. So we just thank God for the love that he has shed, he has spread for us. And it is for us to continue that love for one another.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.